Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Now, listen, good management always attracts resources. God is a good God. Say that with me. God is a good God. He only gives good gifts to His children. And what does He do? He expects His people to manage what He has given to them, to add value to it.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for continuing to join us for Revive Radio. We pray this recent sermon series has been a blessing to you. Let's continue in this sermon series. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 3. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
God fires people for mismanagement. Oh, my God's a good God. Yes, He's a good God, and He fires people for not handling His resources right. Oh, we may not recognize it. I'm always amazed that when things happen, people never put all the puzzle pieces together. They don't tithe, and then they ask God for a blessing. God says, you're not getting a blessing. In fact, you're bringing a curse upon yourself, and then they wonder why everything's going crazy in their life. I'll tell you why. You broke the principle. You'll never break the principle. You will break yourself on the principle. Mismanagement is greed. And greed, mismanagement, over many years. Watch what I'm about to tell you. I'm about to bring it practical here. Because we found out in recent days, as you well know, and I started turning stuff over in my house and looking, where is it made? Out of the 6 or 8 things I picked up, almost half of them were all made in China. Now, I'm not against the Chinese, and I'm not against being able to have stuff made all over the place. Probably wearing something that was made somewhere else and probably reading out of a Bible that was made in China. I don't know. But here's my problem. And here's the problem for America. We are now become the slave instead of the lender. Mismanagement over the past several years has caused us to send our manufacturing to other nations and neglect our own need to sustain ourselves, and now we are beholding for our antibiotics and medication and mask and everything else to people that are manufacturing stuff overseas. I want to let you know something. If we mismanage it here in America, we will be a slave to every other nation, the Bible says. And let me make this statement. It's on your paper. Write it down. Whatever you mismanage, you lose. If you mismanage that marriage, if you mismanage that home, if you mismanage your money, you're going to lose it. Look back over your life at the stuff that you didn't take care of like you should. Oh, stupid old truck breaking down on me. Did you ever change the oil? I can't get no help up in here. Oh, stupid old thing. It's just rusting and fall apart. It looks so nasty. I need a new one. Why? Did you ever wash it? Did you ever check the plugs? Did you ever get up underneath? Did you kick the tire? Did you keep the tires aired up? Ooh, this is all up in your stuff, isn't it? I'm talking about management, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason why many people want more, and they don't get it is because, and then they get mad at God. God, you don't supply my need. He's not supplying your need. He's letting you know, take what you've got in your hand and manage that, and then I'll give you something else. I promise you, as a young pastor, in my first pastorate with 10 people sitting in front of me, I preach no different now than I did way back then. I got discouraged over the fact that I'm looking at 10 people every week and less than that on a Wednesday night when I started pastoring a church many years ago. My first pastor, and I called up one of my mentors and talked to him. He's going on to be in heaven right now. And he told me, he said, Joey, whatever you do, don't save your best messages and your passion for a large crowd. Preach just like the place is on fire and there's 10,000 people. And that's what I've learned and done all of my life. Whatever you mismanage, you lose. Now get ready, I'm coming down to an end. Here's what the book of Proverbs says. Don't you love Proverbs? I call it the castor oil of the Bible. Proverbs 13 and 22, this is what the Bible says. A good man saves up an inheritance for his great-grandchildren. Are you managing what you've got so that your great-grandchildren will say, you know what, great-granddaddy was a good guy. He left me some property. He left me this. He was managing his stuff. He didn't consume it all upon himself. I heard one movie star here not too long ago that said, I didn't leave anything to my children. Well, that's a foolish man. you know what? Your kids are going to rise up and hate you. Now, what does that mean? If you teach them to save, if you teach them to manage, if you teach them to conserve, then they'll have something for their children and their children's children. You know what I tell my staff around here all the time? Hey, turn the lights off. If you're in there, turn them on. That's fine. When you leave, turn them off. Turn the air where it needs to be. Lock it up. Pick up the trash. Do what you need to do. And you know what? I do the same thing. Because management of this house is what I'm supposed to do. And if I mismanage it, I'll lose it. Come on, pastors. Come on, church people. Come on. Your house has got weeds up to your hips, and everybody else is grooming their house, and they're hating you as the believer who walks out the door with your Bible to go to church every day because you haven't cut your grass lately. Ooh. Management. If you don't manage it, you're going to lose it. I don't care if it is grass. Whatever that it is, use it and manage it. Listen, God, write it down. Godly management. I done lost. How many have I got anybody online, or am I talking to zero? I just wondering. Godly management means living. I want you to get this right here. Write this down. This is an important principle right now. Godly management means living in your means, but giving beyond your means. I don't sow my seed just for what I have in my hand. I sow my seed for the future harvest. Long before I ever get to harvest what I put in the ground for the future, I was holding it in my hand. Some of you are eating your harvest. You're eating your seed. One of the greatest principles I ever saw was when I went to George Washington's Mount Vernon home, and he's divided it by biblical principle. The founding father of our nation, first president, divided up his entire estate into three different places. And one location was farmed exclusively for every plant, for every vegetable, for everything he has on that place. It came from that location. That is the seed bed. That they farmed it, not eating it, not putting it up somewhere and just tossing it aside or letting it go away. No, no. They took that and they harvested the seeds so that they would have something for next year's planting. Come on, somebody. Godly management means living in your means, but giving beyond your means. Lord, I don't have a lot, but what I do have, it all belongs to you. So let me bring this message down to a close for you tonight. Here's some things that you need to get in your spirit. Here's some practical things for you in leading in a crisis. Number one, here it is. Determine your needs, not your wants. Determine your needs and not your wants. Now, that's almost being dictated to us today. And I don't know what the deal is, but there's an awful big need for toilet paper. Went to the store and the shelves are clean. Maybe after this crisis, we'll have an answer to that issue. Determine what your needs are. What are your real needs? Not your wants. Secondly, and I could really expound on this, may do it next week, but I'm just going to give them to you. Here's eight things. Number one, determine your needs, not your wants. Secondly, search and acquire only what you need. Search for the best price. Look at it on Amazon. Look at it over here. Go around managing your finances. Come on, somebody. Number three. Now, everything I'm teaching you right here in these eight principles are not only godly principles, but you will find them all in Genesis chapter 41 from 33, verse 33 down to 57, as Joseph used all of these principles to manage Egypt in a crisis. Search and acquire only what you need. Thirdly, don't live beyond your ability, but give beyond your ability. That's the most important thing you could do. You got your neighbors that are out, and you may not be able to give them money. You may not be able to do that, but you can do something. Be a giver. Number four, eliminate the unnecessary. You're finding out that there's a lot of clothes that you don't longer wear. You're finding out that there's stuff that you have that no longer even work. There may be some people in your life that need to be moved to the side. In one season, they were there, and that's wonderful. But in this next season, they're not going to be on the same page. Don't worry about it. Doesn't mean you have to hate on them. You just need to keep on moving with what God tells you to do and manage your life. Number five, delay major projects right now. I'm talking about managing in a crisis. Now, there may be, and there are, and we have people in our church that are still building homes. Thank God. You know why? Because the plumber and the electrician and the roofer and everybody else is connected to that, so they're keeping them employed. But when you're managing yourself in a crisis, you need to be careful to delay major projects. If it can be delayed, slow down. Wait just a little bit. There's things around this building and on this campus right here that I wanted to be able to do, and we've gotten together. We've even had discussions and talks about all of it, our board and all that kind of stuff, but right now is not the right timing for that. Number six, value what is valued. You know what we're finding out in this crisis? That there's some things that you have put above your family. Some things, time, you put it, sports, entertainment, all that kind of stuff. You had put it above your family, and now you're finding out that the most important ones are sitting right inside of your house. That, you know what, I can do without a lot of stuff, but I can't do without you. I told my wife that the other day. We looked at each other after I got that report. In fact, after I preached Sunday morning, and I told her flat out, I said, listen, you're the most valued. I want you to know that I don't want to go by and not be a day when I don't say I love you. And all of the things, I want to make sure you know that I'm valued and you're valued and we value one another. Because you are the most, if I lose the house and still got you, I'm good. If I lose the house and still got my faith in God, I'm good. Come on, somebody. Well, I could go off on that, but Joseph led to the degree that the thing that was most valuable to him was not his title as a prime minister. I'm just going to deviate. Here's a rabbit trail. It wasn't the stuff and it wasn't the title. He had already gone through all those experiences that made him know none of this stuff down here is important. What's important to me is I want to see my daddy and my brothers again. He valued what was valuable. Number seven, real quick, protect and manage your resources. Protect them. Don't just leave your stuff around. Pick it up. Do what you need to do. Manage what God has put into your hand. You're going to see an increase in your life if you'll do this. And lastly, whatever you do, give glory to God. The Bible says in verse 16 of Genesis 41, and Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, watch this. He said, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Look at that selflessness right there. He gave all the glory. He deferred all the glory. Listen, in a crisis, always push the glory up to the next level. When you're in a crisis, listen, the greatest downfall of success in your life is to consume the praise upon yourself. I'm not talking about some false piety and all that. I'm talking about genuine from your heart that if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would not have made it where I am. When you learn how to give him the praise and give him the glory and recognize that it's not your education, it's not your smarts, it's not your money, it's not your position, it's not your title. When you learn how to grab the towel and start washing somebody's feet, recognizing that's what Jesus, the Son of God, did, you're going to find out that God will bless you more than what you could ever receive, and guarantee not every blessing comes in your bank account. There are some blessings that money can't buy. Boy, I feel like preaching tonight, but I'm running out of time. I want you to know that this message, I hope that it has blessed your life and touched your life. I hope that you've realized another principle step, that the key to life is managing your life day to day. I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal from me what I won't manage correctly. But if I'll manage it, God will give me more than what I could ever imagine. Praise God. That's what's called leading in a crisis.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.